USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continues, Kenosha County Circuit Court Judge Bruce Schroeder ripped into Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger for attempting to admit evidence through a line of questioning with Kyle Rittenhouse that Schroeder had previously ruled Binger could not ask about.
So why?
Testimony, Your Honor.
Pardon me?
That was before the
defense
testimony.
Don't get brazen with me. You know very well that an attorney can't go into these types of areas when the judge has already ruled.
Inflation is spiking big in the United States. Americans are paying more for things like gas and groceries, with the Consumer Price Index rising 0.9% in October. Many analysts are blaming supply chain issues for the increase. The White House announcing President Biden will sign a big infrastructure bill on Monday. USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Americans are paying more for things like gas and groceries, with the Consumer Price Index rising 0.9% in October. This as supply chain issues continue across the country, with stores even warning folks that your traditional Thanksgiving Day items may not be available this year. Congressman Andrew Harris telling Fox News a lot of people in his district are concerned.
What's on people's minds are the fact that, again, they may not be able to get the things they need for Thanksgiving. If they do, it's going to cost more. If they travel, it's going to cost more. This infrastructure bill, again, and especially the one that the president still hopes that Congress passes, will do nothing except make those problems worse.
The mountain of lawsuits over the AstroWorld concert tragedy in Houston is growing. The latest is filed by attorney Marco Crawford, whose daughter was in the crowd with her friends. Eight people were killed, including two teenagers, when the crowd surged towards the stage. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The White House gave an update Wednesday on the fight against COVID-19 in the United States. The Pfizer vaccine was approved for use in children ages 5 through 11 almost 2 weeks ago. Yet some parents are still hesitant about letting their children get the shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has a message for those parents.
The voting members of the committee and I agree that the available safety, immunogenicity, and efficacy data support getting our children vaccinated. This recommendation was further recognized and supported by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Medical Association.
This has myocarditis is a concern of many parents, especially of teenage boys. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. House Speaker and California Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is leading a delegation of Democratic lawmakers on a visit to the COP26 UN Climate Conference in Glasgow, Scotland. Speaker Pelosi promising to address climate change with initiatives in the Build Back Better bill.
We have a goal, we have a timetable, we have milestones. And what our purpose is in our legislation, to reach those milestones.
The Democrats did all fly to Scotland on a private jet. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.